The Terms of Service podcast is a weekly podcast bringing conversations about life. Terms of service are rules by which one must agree to, abide in order to use a service. In a metaphorical sense, the service we use every day is life. So come join me on the first episode of Terms of Service podcast. This week's episode is more going to be an introduction about me and what this podcast is really about. I did a short little brief synopsis at the beginning of this podcast, but you may still be a little bit confused on why this is a self-help podcast and if I'm a professional doing this or am I just the average person out there just trying to get a conversation started. So a little bit about me is my name is Matthew. I'm 30 years old. I feel like it's like the age, sex, location thing that we used to do back on the AOL instant message days, which is no longer with us. But basically, this podcast is mainly for me, honestly. I'm going through some things in my life right now that I kind of want to distract from that and improve as a person and hopefully be able to start a conversation with whoever hopefully will listen to this podcast. And we can kind of agree to disagree, or it's not going to be a podcast where I point the finger, you're wrong, or I'm wrong. It's just a podcast where an example I can give is a topic is divorce and how your divorce was handled, how my divorce is still being handled, and which way you took, what advice you can give. This podcast is something, honestly, that has been building in my brain for decades, and I really mean that. I've always had a huge heart and always wanted to help people out. I'm jumping around here. I originally wanted to be someone that, you know, could help other people. And by help, I mean just, you know, giving advice and things like that. But the way my life has kind of turned out, I haven't been able to do that. Now, nothing I say is concrete or what you should do. It's mainly just giving some advice on how I handled a situation, or you may give me some advice on how I need to handle my current situation. So I hope that kind of makes sense on what the Terms of Service podcast is. The reason I created that name is we always, in anything we get, I get a new iPhone. For example, I have the new iPhone 10, and you know, you go through the updates and you have to agree to everything, but we never really read what we're agreeing to. We usually scroll down to the bottom, hit agree, and then we're on to whatever the next thing we have to agree on. And that's kind of where we are in life right now. What I mean by that is there's a lot of things out there that's very negative right now, and it's very unfortunate because it's not the real narrative of what people are really feeling. If you watch the news or anything like that, regardless of what side you're on, you're picking a side and agreeing with what mainly the media is portraying to you, which is fine. I love watching TV occasionally, and mostly I'm on the internet, but I understand why people have strong opinions because of the things that have happened in their life. But the Terms of Service we overlook, and there's a lot of things in life that we overlook, and there's a lot more, I should say, good people out there, and this is a podcast that I want to do to bring those people closer together. So a little bit about me. Like I said, my name is Matt. You know, I joked about the ASL thing. You may not even know what that means if you're younger than, I don't know, 18 years old. But mainly, you know, I'm 30 years old. Currently, I'm going through a divorce. I won't point out names or anything like that. The marriage had its up and down moments, and you get advice from people. That's the good thing about life is someone's been through something that you're going through. There's not one thing out there, unless it's an extremely rare case, where someone hasn't gone through that with you. And sorry about that. People have gone through those things, and it's great because, you know, basically, long story short, me and my wife at the time, it wasn't working. And by saying it wasn't working isn't anything of cheating or anything like that. We were very honest with each other. It came to a point where we were very separate at home and in life in general. And at that point, you either both of you can come together and try to work on the things that are coming at you. Or, you know, if both parties are in the same boat and aren't really loving life, I should say, then there's no real point to continue something that's probably not going to work. And we all get signs of this. For example, throughout our marriage, there was signs where I felt like I wasn't happy, but because I'm a pretty loyal person, you want to make that work and you hope and pray that things change, and it just didn't. And so we mutually separated. We do have a kid who is 14 months old now, and he's my life. He's been great. He's been something where if I didn't have him, it would have been a lot harder, I feel, because I wouldn't have someone that's looking up to me and saying, like, basically seeing how a situation will play out. So, but if I can go back, you know, I've always lived in Georgia. I'm currently living in the Atlanta area. This city is packed. There's so many people. And, it, you know, sometimes, you know, a lot of, at least for me, I listen to podcasts when it is busy. For example, you know, coming home from work and you're having to take an hour to 2 hour drive and you just want something to listen to kind of get you there. And you're hoping that you find something that you really like. And, you know, that's a variety of things for me. You know, I enjoy watching the NBA. I love listening to a variety of music. I like playing video games. I don't play them as much as I used to. I feel like in a way I've kind of grown away from it and I want to experience new things. Not to say that video games are bad, but I've gotten bored of the rhetoric. You know, I've been playing games since I was probably 5 years old and I'm 30 now. So that's 25 years of playing hours of games. And you get to the point where I think sometimes, at least with some people in life, where you kind of want to try different things. And especially right now, like I was saying earlier, going through the divorce and everything, you know, you're trying to find out who you are as a person. And, you know, I'm still relatively young and I want to find out and do things that I feel and believe are the right things that I need to do. And I've created podcasts before and dabbled in things. I need to stop saying too. I'll work on that. But I had a video game podcast at one point called Gaming Bit Tuesday, and it was relatively a pretty healthy podcast. I had, I would say, probably 500 subscribers. Not much to other big podcasts out there, but it was a relatively decent podcast. But the thing that I got annoyed with is every week talking about the same topics over and over and over. Yeah, I kind of got bored of it. And that's something that I'm trying to figure out right now. I'm bored right now in life. And hopefully, like I said, you know, you guys can email me questions on things you're going through. And like I said, I'm not a professional or anything like that. So please don't take anything I say as a concrete thing you need to do. It's just a different perspective. And that's the things that we're missing in life right now is perspective. A lot of people have their reasons on how they believe, as I was saying earlier, and they believe that to their core of their mind, their soul, whatever you feel. But you believe what you're saying. And nowadays it's you're wrong and I'm right. And that's very frustrating because that's not the topics at all. You know, I can talk to someone that has a different race than me, a different, you know, culture. And I'm intrigued by when we're having conversation and we may not agree on everything, but at the end of the day, we're both respecting each other. And that's something that is amazing nowadays because that is so overlooked. So that's mainly what I know I'm jumping around here, but that's mainly what this podcast, like, I really want this podcast to be about the people and having conversations, regardless if it's, you know, divorce or suicide or, you know, something that is like in the political atmosphere right now. How do I handle that? What if I don't agree with people? You know, there's a lot of things out there that we don't agree on, but there's one thing that can bring people together, and that's conversation. And we've lost that. And it's almost sad in a way, because any of these shows that you watch nowadays, for example, I'm into sports, mainly NBA, but on ESPN, like those top shows, like where they're yelling at each other and they're not really having a conversation. It's mainly this side and that side, and you're wrong and I'm right. And that even goes on to any of the news shows. And I say that, you know, not knowing too much about them, because I try to avoid the news as much as I can. Not that I'm unrealistic or anything like that. I like to hear both sides of the story, but it can get very old, you know, hearing the same story over the time, you know, like the most popular story, just to run it to the ground because they're getting views. So that's mainly, I guess, a little bit about me and what this podcast is about. I'm probably going to do two episodes tonight. This first episode, if you're listening, is just an introduction on everything, and then we'll get squared away. The podcast will probably start out, honestly, being about 15 to 20 minutes, because I love to talk, but I don't love to talk too much. Now, if we start getting questions in and things like that, then it'll be a different story. You know, over time, I would like for this podcast to be about an hour. I think that would be a great time frame. Now, I may be wrong. You guys may give me some feedback and say, look, this is too long. You're being very annoying when it comes to a certain subject. And I'm honestly want the feedback, regardless if it's good or bad. If you, I need to add or change anything, please let me know. So the email contact that you can contact, the email you can contact me at is tosquestions@gmail.com. And I'll repeat that. That's tosquestions@gmail.com, tosquestions@gmail.com. Send me your questions on, you know, what's going on in your life, you know, some topics that you would like for, you know, us to discuss. Eventually, what will probably end up happening is we'll probably do a Skype call at some point. But that's later down the road. I've got plans for this podcast, and I really hope you join me in the way. Does that even make sense? But that's it for the introduction episode. Hope you guys have a great night. That's at least where I'm at. Or good day, whatever it is. Have a good one.